episode number 6 of Little Orphan Amy. As you recall from last week, we left Dave Sturm and Amy at the Sunrise Drive-In, and Cliff Drag and Ashley Trey were about to break into Bradley Woolworth's room to use his chemistry set to make some, medicine for Todd, who is in the infirmary with a severe case of terminal slowness. We now join Cliff and Ashley.
Oh, wow, that bobby pin trick is really easy.
Makes you feel just like James Bond, huh?
Yeah, and where's the chemistry set at?
In the box over there.
Oh, do all nerds have howdy-doody chemistry sets?
Yeah, I think it's required equipment.
Now, why don't you get the burner going while I get the mixing started?
You got a match there?
Yeah, your breath and a buffalo fart.
Hey, come on, man.
Hey, watch it! You almost burned my face off!
Well, keep the hell out of my way!
Hey, keep cool. You want everybody to hear us?
There, the burner's going now.
Hey, where's the spoon?
There's one in that glass on his desk there.
Hey, well, what's all that purple stuff on it?
Tastes like raspberry yogurt.
All right, that'll add flavoring.
Don't you think we ought to sterilize it?
Nah, it's all organic.
That's a lot of stuff you're putting in there.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a tablespoonful.
No, it's not. It's supposed to be a teaspoonful.
Well, you could be right, but it's too late now. I already dumped it in.
Then put in some more of these here crystals.
Hey there, about that many?
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, check outside and see if Bradley's around.
Okay. Nope.
Hey, he didn't leave any glycodium, so I put in the monobilidinium instead.
Do you think that'll work?
Yeah, for Todd's sake, I hope so.
It won't give him any side effects, will it?
He might get hives.
Small price to pay to keep from kicking off.
Oh, it's boiling.
Ow, that's hot.
Hey, look out, you spilled some on the rug.
Here, you hold it then.
Ow!
Set it down.
Cliff sets the hot beaker on Bradley's desk.
Ow, that hurts.
Oh, look at the rug.
Burned a hole right down to the concrete, didn't it?
Must be good stuff.
Hey, how are we gonna fix that?
Here, just set the trash can over it.
Good thinking.
Has the beaker cooled enough to empty it?
Yeah. Oh, wow, it melted the desktop.
What the hell did you put a hot beaker on the desktop for?
Well, what the hell did you expect me to do with it? Fry my hands?
Well, it's just clean up and leave.
Okay, I'll put the phone over the melted spot.
As Ashley and Cliff vacate this disaster area, Amy has just forced Dave Sturm to leave the Sunrise Drive-In.
Okay, we're going. I don't know why you want to leave, though. We've only seen 2 minutes of the second movie.
I saw 1 minute, and that was enough.
Oh, it was just getting interesting.
It was the most disgusting and filthy thing I've ever seen. Now, how could they put a pornographic movie on after a movie like Bambi?
Oh, it keeps your attention.
You degenerate! You said it was a horror movie.
I didn't say horror.
Just get me away from this place.
All right, we're already. Get off your knees.
That was more embarrassing than my sex education class.
Sex ed? You're taking sex ed?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down to the beach.
No funny stuff. I know what submarine races really are.
Submarine races? I thought you liked to count the sand grains.
What? That sounds awfully boring.
Well, we could watch UFOs. How are you doing in sex ed anyway?
I think I'm flunking.
It figures.
What?
Well, maybe I could give you a few pointers.
Any pointers you could give me, I wouldn't want.
Hey, no need to get huffy about it.
Well, guys are always trying to take advantage of me.
Oh, I never try to take advantage of you.
And with those famous last words, we will now check out what Bradley Woolworth is doing in the crawlway beneath Acme Hall.
I'll find out who desecrated all of my shirts. Let's see now. This valve goes on the outlet pipe. This one on the inlet. The pressure reducer is disconnected. The main control valve is inoperative. Now, just to plug in my radio-controlled master control box. There, I'll just plug it into the junction box. Oh, there's bugs in there. Oh, my hand! Oh, they never dig these crawlways deep enough. There's always dust everywhere. I hope it doesn't get into the control box. Now, I'll just go write my letter.
Have you ever noticed how nerds always talk to themselves? Well, we can't take it any longer, and so let's join Cliff and Ashley at the campus infirmary where they're trying to give Todd a dose of something to speed up his bodily functions.
Oh, wow, how come I gotta be the patient?
Because you already look sick, that's why.
Hey, don't put the sheet over my face. Somebody might try to do an autopsy on me.
Is my surgical mask on straight?
Yeah, you look like a for real doctor, except the tennis shoes.
Nobody will notice. Now, act sick.
Hey, what do you think the penalty is for impersonating a doctor?
No worse than it is for pretending to be a doctor.
I wonder what it is for a patient.
I don't know. Let's get going.
Ashley pushes Cliff, who is on a gurney, into the infirmary while no one is looking. Time doesn't permit us to tell how they managed to get a doctor's outfit and a gurney, or what a gurney is.
Hey, what room's he in?
229. Now be quiet. Somebody's coming.
Good evening, doctor.
Huh?
I said, good evening, doctor.
Good evening, nurse.
Are you the new resident?
Oh, yeah, sure I am.
Are you taking this patient to surgery?
No, he's already been. I'm taking him to his room, number 229.
Oh, well, you're going the wrong way. 229 is down the hall.
Oh, thanks. Wow, that was close.
Oh, wow. We there yet?
Yeah, here it is.
Anybody looking?
Nope.
Hey, let's get going then. Oh, wow, look at all the tubes going into him.
I think we're too late. He's not moving.
Are you sure it's Todd?
Yeah, it's his name on the chart. Wow, look at the graph. It goes downhill all the way.
Hey, look, he's still breathing.
Awful slow, though.
Hey, look, he's blinking.
That's the slowest blink I've ever seen in my life.
Well, let's do it.
Hey, Todd, buddy, blink twice if you can hear us.
Hey, we should have had him blink only once.
Yeah, okay, Todd. We want you to take these pills. They'll help you, okay?
Here you go.
You'll be okay in no time.
Hey, we gotta go now before somebody sees us.
See you later, Todd.
Wow, he looks bad.
Yeah, where's the exit?
Right here.
Whoops, I think this is the loony bin here.
Hey, that guy looks like my math instructor.
Here's the exit.
As Cliff and Ashley make their way out of the infirmary, Dave and Amy have just arrived at Clam Beach.
It's really a nice night here.
It's so foggy, you can't see 50 feet. But which way is the ocean?
That way.
Dave points straight ahead.
Well, what's there to see, anyway?
Why, the stars and the water and everything.
Well, all I want to see is right in here.
Huh?
Dave yawns and cleverly slips his arm around Amy.
What do you think you're doing?
Just locking your door.
If you don't get your clammy hands off me, I'll make sure you have children.
Huh? Children?
Did I say that right?
Don't you use anything?
Use anything for what?
Whoa. You stay on your side and I'll stay on mine and we'll watch the fog settle. Look at those pebbles over there. Aren't they nice?
What do you want from life?
What do you want from life? The Population Institute urges you to think about having a child before you make a baby.
What do you want from life?
I thought you didn't have a radio.
I don't.
Well, then where did that music come from?
What music?
Oh, never mind. Since it's so foggy, why don't we just go back to the dorm?
Sure, I'm not getting anything accomplished here.
What's wrong? Why aren't we moving?
Stuck.
If this is a trick, Dave Sturm...
Would I lie? Don't answer that.
Well, what do we do now?
I'll get out and push, and you drive. Okay, step on the gas.
It's still not moving.
Did you put it in gear?
What's that?
Put it in first.
I told you I'm not like that.
Put the gear shift in first.
What do I put in second?
Nothing, damn it! Push in the clutch.
What's that?
The pedal on the left.
There.
Now, step on the gas. Okay, you can stop now. Amy! Amy, step on the brake!
What's that?
Oh, my God. My car.
Dave, help! I can't get out. Help.
Use the sunroof. Get out through the sunroof.
What's that?
Never mind. I'll go for help. Don't get the upholstery wet.
As Dave Sturm hurriedly goes off in search of help, hoping against hope that his upholstery keeps dry, we switch back to Amy, who is floating out to sea.
I don't believe this is happening to me. Dave said to step on the gas pedal. I wonder what this one in the middle is. Oh, I guess I'm stuck here. Gee, and I thought only Volkswagens would float.
As the floating Oriental coach heads out for open sea, our underwater friends, Clyde and George, see the large shadow passing overhead.
Hey, Clyde, look up there. It's the Queen Mary.
That's not the Queen Mary, you moron.
You mean it's one of those newfangled surfboards? Look, it's even got wheels.
Oh, you got the mind of a human, you know that, numbo brain? That's no surfboard, it's a Honda.
Oh, I know, it's one of those Chinese junks, right?
No, not Chinese, Japanese.
Oh, well, who ever heard of a Japanese junk, huh?
Yeah, someday I'm gonna send you right to the surface, George, right to the surface.
Finding the beach deserted and no telephones in sight, Dave starts walking for help. Meanwhile, back at Acme Hall, Cliff and Ashley have just returned from seeing Todd at the infirmary.
Hey, where have you two been?
Oh, wow, we went to see Todd.
How is he?
He looks real bad, but hopefully he'll get better.
I think I'll just stretch out here on the carpet and dig on the holes in the acoustic tile.
What have you guys been doing?
Oh, just sitting around and wondering how the big date's going tonight.
About now, they're probably...
Oh, shut up.
Hey, did you guys see this envelope on the ceiling?
Oh, what envelope?
Who's it addressed to?
It says to whom it may concern on it.
Let's get it down and see if it concerns us.
That's kind of high there.
Well, let's just stack the tables up.
Okay.
I'm not climbing up there.
Oh, I'll do it. Hold on to that table there. Hey, careful down there.
Look out!
You bunch of meatheads.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no thanks to you, though.
Sorry about that.
Hey, wow, open it up.
Hey, wow, it's a computer printout. It says, to whom it may concern, the part of your parties who remove the top button from each one of my shirts will be the cause of a major inconvenience to everyone in Acme Hall. If the buttons are not sewn on by tomorrow night, and you have been warned, signed, you know who.
Wow, that's heavy.
What do you think he'll do?
Well, what kind of major inconvenience could Bradley Woolworth cause us all, anyway?
Probably more green 25 than a soap dispenser.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Susie. Hi, Mary Lou. Hi, Bitsy.
What are you guys up to?
Oh, about 8.
We just got a blackmail note from Bradley Woolworth.
What does he want?
Hey, the top button sewn back on all his shirts.
Sewn back on?
Yeah, we chopped them off for what he did to Bruce.
Oh, the green 25, huh?
Yeah, we got revenge on that little twerp. He could have killed me.
What's green 25 and who's Bradley Woolworth?
Since we already know the answers to those questions, we'll just skip ahead a few moments.
Why, that wasn't a nice thing to do. He might catch a cold.
Wasn't too nice what he did to me.
Say, hey, isn't that Dave Sturm coming up there?
I guess the day must have been over early.
He's alone. I wonder where Amy is.
If he's touched her, I'll kill him.
What you back so soon for, Dave?
I had to hitchhike back.
Where's Amy?
Probably in the middle of the Pacific Ocean by now.
Don't get smart with us. What'd you do with her?
I'm telling the truth. We were at Clam Beach and my car got stuck. So I pushed while Amy drove, and she drove it straight into the ocean.
She did what? Where is she now?
Did she drown?
No. It's a Honda, and it floats. It just kept going out to sea.
Well, why the hell didn't she swim after?
I can't swim.
Did you call the Coast Guard?
I stopped by the Coast Guard station, but they didn't believe that anybody would be going out to sea in a Honda car. They thought I was drunk and threatened to call the police.
You jerk. Well, if she's hurt, I'll kill you.
And it'll be a group effort, too.
Hey, it's not my fault you can't drive.
We better do something to save her.
Hey, anybody got a boat?
No, not me.
No, not me.
The Coast Guard uses helicopters.
Yeah, but we can't afford a helicopter.
Well, we've got to do something. She must be awfully cold and scared.
I've got an airplane.
You've got a what?
An airplane. It's out at the airport. My father gave it to me when I graduated from high school.
Wow.
How many people it hold?
6.
Well, would you mind using it to look for Amy? I mean, we'd understand if you didn't want to go since she did win the beauty contest instead of you.
Oh, come on. I'm not that childish. Of course I'll help.
Okay, who's going to go up then?
The more eyes looking, the better.
I'll go.
And me too.
I'll go too.
That still leaves 2 places.
Well, Dave, it's partly your fault.
I've got this condition, you see, and I can't stand these high altitudes.
Well, that means he's scared of flying.
I wouldn't put it that way.
We would.
I'll go if Clem does.
Well, of course, I'll go. I'm not afraid of planes. Do we get parachutes?
Say, hey, Cliff and me will stay at the airport. So when you find her, you can radio us.
Yeah, by that time we should be able to find a boat to pick her up with.
Okay, let's get moving then.
As they set out to rescue Amy, we'll just go out and see how Amy is doing.
Oh, I don't believe this. Where is Dave? Why doesn't he get help? I've been out here for hours. So cold, and that creep doesn't even have a radio in his car. What was that? The floor's leaking! I'm sinking! What is that noise?
Moving beneath the waves, we're listening to the two local denizens, Clyde and George.
Gee, boss, it's awfully hard.
That's because it's made out of old beer cans, dummy.
But we can't eat old beer cans, can we, boss?
Yeah, geez, brilliant deduction, penguin brain. That's what's inside that counts.
What's inside, boss, huh? What's inside?
Here, here, there's a girl in there.
A girl? What do you do with girls, boss?
Depends on the species there. With human girls, you eat them.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're real tasty.
Well, how do we get out of here?
We gotta sink the car first.
How, boss? How?
Keep hitting it. Maybe we can tip it over.
Okay, boss. You're smart.
Yeah, you know, compared to you, worms are smart.
Time to leave these two and see how the intrepid air travelers are doing.
What a cute plane!
I've never seen a plane before that had a pink strap on it.
Whoa, twin engines and turn signals, too.
I bet this thing can really move.
I called ahead and had it fueled up, so let's get aboard.
Where's the parachutes?
I've only got one, and it's not big enough for you.
Oh.
Fasten your seat belts.
Oh, Clem, I've never flown before.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe we should have let Cliff and Ashley come instead.
I think they're probably flying by now anyway. Yeah, they were going to go out and get some beers before coming on out.
N7734 to tower. Request permission to take off.
Permission granted.
Here we go.
Oh,
I need a barf bag and a spit tune.
If you barf in my plane, I'll shove you out the door.
Oh, in that case, does anybody have any Greptal Dismal tablets?
This is out of sight. I've never been in anything smaller than a 747 before.
Hey, look, the sun's just rising.
It's beautiful!
Oh, how far up are we?
2,000 feet.
Oh, my God.
We'll fly on down to Clam Beach and then start a search pattern.
This is really neat.
Hey, look, there's the university.
Yeah, can you make out Acme Hall?
I'd rather not.
Ooh, we're over the ocean now.
Oh, I gotta hang on. Hang on, stomach.
There's Clam Beach. I'll start flying back and forth now and go farther out to sea with each pass.
Maybe you ought to fly lower. A Honda car's pretty small.
Yeah, yeah, fly lower.
Good idea. Here we go.
Oh, my stomach!
Meanwhile, Amy is staging a one co-ed battle against the elements of the sea.
Maybe if I started the engine, the spinning wheels would get me back to shore.
Hey, boss, look, it's fighting back.
It's not fighting back, you poor example of a beast of the sea. You know, George, your brain could fit into the shell of a...
Clyde, watch out for the... Ooh!
Clyde was so busy talking that Amy drove the battered car over his nose, knocking him unconscious. Over the surface, Amy is steering the Honda in circles, still getting about 35 miles to a gallon of gas. Amazing!
Nothing in the east!
Nothing behind us.
Nothing in the west.
And I see nothing ahead.
Oh, my stomach. I really must be sick. Like that blue whale going around in circles down there.
What are you mumbling about?
Oh, as sick as that blue whale down there.
Where?
Going around in circles.
Where? That's a pretty compact whale. Look, it's even got tinted glass.
That's no blue whale. It's a Honda. And it's Amy.
So they found Amy. Now what? Pitsy isn't dumb enough to try and land in the water. Would she? Well, tune in next week to find out these and other exciting solutions to problems we just made up. Will Amy take up boating? Can Clem hold out any longer? Will the sharks regroup before the rescue occurs? Will Todd recover? Is it really true that Scolaris will drop their surprises of 7-Up 6?
Little Orphan Amy was written, played, directed, and produced by the Casey Pier Management. Ha 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 ha!
Ha 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 ha!